לנפשי, לדעת מאוד.
This page?
Page 339. ויבהר שצריך האדם להיות בקיא במצוות אורות שבידו. We explain now, a man needs to be an expert in all the mitzvahs and avirus that he's done.
Expert in avirus?
An expert in knowing which avirus, which mitzvahs he has in his hand. Im ra'ah adam she'isurim ba'im alav, if a person sees that he has suffering that comes upon him, then isurim b'lo'avo. And the Gemara says that there's no suffering without sin. Yifashpesh b'ma'asav, a person should look into his actions. What has he done wrong, maybe? Yireh ma'ya avira she'avar, she'baru alav isurim, he'll check, he'll see. What is the avera that he passed, that the suffering came because of this? Kigon. Im chata be'enav, ba'im lo cholay einai. The person sinned in his eyes. Come upon him. The illnesses of the eyes. The raglav, the person sinned in his feet. Ba'lo ke'ev raglaim. He has a pain in his feet. Doesn't have to be that he went somewhere bad. Feet also gaiva. It doesn't have to be that he's looking at women. It could be also that he's looking badly about other people. Judging people. Whatever I means. Anyways, if Hashpesha Ma'asav, you should look through his majesty to see what kind of... Why this type of Yisurim coming upon him? Reish Tzarich Liyot Baki Becheshbon. Doesn't have to be expert in this calculation. Teyodea ma sheyesh b'yado mitzvot ha'avirot. You should know what he has in his hands, in the mitzvot ha'avirot. Le'omar me'a siti sh'yado mitzvot ha'avirot. You should say, oh, what have I done? Why do I have a judgment upon me? Ani em be'yadi gilo ha'avirot, shukudamim ha'azara. I don't have these three great sins, gilo ha'avirot, illicit relations, murder, and avodah zarah. And I daven every day with talis and tefillin, and I do tanis sibur with everyone, and I give tzedakah. Now that person needs to be baki becheshbon. Terush, this means kiteva adam la'alim ayin la'avonotah. The nature of a person is to put a blind eye to the sins. ולא מודע לאט כמה הוא חוטא בו נגד בו, and then he's not aware of how much he sinned against his creator. לכן כשרוצה לעשות תשובה הוא צריך לפקוח את עיניו המעשיו. Therefore when he wants to do tshuva, he needs to open his eyes about his actions. ובייחוד צריך האדם להיות מודע לפגמי העיניים שבידו. And especially a person needs to be aware of the blemishing of the eyes that's in his hand. אם הוא חושב שהוא לא חוטא בגילוי עריות, and if he thinks, what? I don't sin in religious relations. שידע נאמני, שאינו קשור, כי פגם העיניים הוא גילוי עריות, הוא יהרג ואל יעבור. Blemish in the eyes is גילוי עריות, and it's the same as גילוי עריות, and יהרג ואל יעבור. A person says, die and not look. Or he's not supposed to look. And if he looks at his actions, the first thing he has to say, tshuva on is his eyes. This is from a book called Avkat Ochel of Rabbi Yosef Ochel. Moshich Arav Levi Mashal Nifla Laz Lamchish Et Cheshbon Hanefesh Shara Adam Asad. And he brings now Mashal. How do you say Mashal? Parable. To explain why how a person needs to do Cheshbon Nefesh. It's a Mashal. Le'ashir Echad Shechamar Li Shechamar. The rich man that had mercy on this guy, which was in the garbage, laying in the dirt with his wife and children, had no place to be, and he brought them to his house. The Amar, they must for Allah, Shaksud, come, I'll give you everything you need, I'll give you food, I'll give you clothing, I'll give you panasa, your whole family. All week you should work in this certain work with me, and whatever you work, bring the money to me. Yeah, give me whatever, work with whatever work you want, give me the money and I'll give you everything you need. One day a man met him and asked him, well, what's this whole thing that this rich man is having mercy on you? And he's paying all your expenses. The poor man said, no, not for free, I also give him all my what I earn, all my salary. So, Vayishchak alav Yeshu, that man laughed at him, Vayom alo hoi alecha shoteh. Yeah, you're a fool. All that you earn, whatever you earn, is only a little bit of thousands that he gave you and your family. And they check, and they saw that whatever he gives is nothing. And he was very embarrassed. Same thing, this person is sachal, he's not smart. And he's not expert in doing calculations. He doesn't know that the pinkas, the list, notebook is open. And the b'nechen v'ani, Kadosh Baruch Hu is writing down everything. And he's doing it a kobak afa, even if you don't deserve it, he gives you. Tzevech Hashom Yomuchal HaOlam, go and calculate from the day you came to this world until now. Kama tovot gamal itcha boreh, how much good Hashem, favor Hashem did with you. Ureh peron shecha, go see how much you paid back. Bifrat ki yipaken ha-moshabcha, chatayim ha-kshim ha-shabatcha, especially if you will see on your seat, on your place, to see how many sins a person sinned. And even if you did mitzvahs, tefillin, this is the mezuzah, go calculate. Did I do it right? Did I do it the right kavana? Did I do it according to halacha? Like I do my food, I do everything according to halacha. I eat the best food, the halacha food, yeah? Best steaks, chocolates, I do everything mehadlin, I eat it the most. But when it comes to tefillin, mezuzah, chakris, and milchamarin, I do the other, huh? Calculate. Every day a person should do that. Kisircha bat yomak shera, at kana shalom to come dvash. Until here is a sweet Hashem. This is not a breast of a chassid. It's not a big tzadik here with this book. Every day to check. Why to go through the day. Hashem זה הכי טוב, Hashem is the best. ככל שמבינים יותר את השקל של העולם הזה, the more we understand the lie of this world, מבינים יותר שאין שום טוב בעולם חוץ מלהתקרב להשם. So we understand more, we understand even better, that there's no other good in this world without getting close to Hashem. Without getting close to Hashem, אין חיים, there's no life. העולם הזה כולו רק mal. That goes in the course of Hashem, this whole world is just bitter. אין מה לעשות. חייבים להביא שבאנו לעולם הזה בשביל לעבוד על האמונה. בשביל זה צריך לזכור שאני כלום. There's no other way. You must understand that we came to this world to work on our אמונה, to understand that we are nothing. Like David המלך said, שפעם אחת הוא חטא, David המלך once he sinned his whole life, and you remember his whole life, it says, "Chatati negdi tamid, my sin is in front of my eyes always." David HaMelech ra'a chisaron, chisaron shel amur elav yisek. David HaMelech always saw his lacking, his deficiency in front of his eyes without any stop. Why? Shelo tazor la'ata ala, la'ato ishon yam. Migaiva, v'yishkach torato, ishon figad Hashem. Adam shezocher kol hazman et hachisronot shelo, like a person who always always remembers his lacking, his deficiencies, he doesn't have gaiva. If a person does true every day and see all the negative things he's done, he doesn't have gaiva. He always remembers, oh, I might sin now. Who am I? I'm nothing. Then he always talks to Hashem, and Hashem helps him. Help for help. Why are you not talking about Hashem and asking him Hashem everything? Because he thinks that he can't do it without Hashem. So the person thinks, I can manage that Hashem. I can guard my eyes without Hashem. I can not get angry without Hashem. He doesn't know what kind of dangers he is at every moment, physically and spiritually. If he knew that, he would have preceded prayer to everything in his life.
I mean, he thinks he can do it on his own?
Yeah.
Without Hashem's help?
Yeah.
What about taking from others, like if somebody else, heaven forbid, doesn't sin, and then they invite somebody else over for lunch or dinner? You ever heard that? Where it's like, because all the Jews were all in exile, you know, so it's like, we're all like...
What's the path to go?
It's like, we're all in exile because, like, of our ancestors.
Right.
You know, and like, so it's a lot of things that...
Well, we're also in exile because of ourselves.
Something you don't have control over, you know, and, for example, like, if somebody, you know, had sinned or whatever, but then they give the person a job, then they can transfer the suffering to somebody else, right? That's what Rabbi Nachman says in his book as well. I just wanted to know more detail about that.
But I don't get exactly the point.
What's the question?
How do you compensate for that? You know, you're talking about you do a cheshbon, you know, some suffering comes to a person's way. How do you overcome that challenge? How would a person overcome that challenge?
How would he find out what he has to fix?
Yeah.
That's what you're asking. So when someone is, no, I understand. When someone is, he does his bodhisattva every day, he does a cheshbon nefesh, yeah, he checks with himself, what have I done from the last time I did this cheshbon nefesh till now? Yeah? So then, slowly, he'll figure out the connection between things. And also, through the tzaddikim, we learn the books of Aminapa and other tzaddikim. It teaches what does eyes mean, what does hand mean, what is sadness, what is sadness, what is happiness. So then he knows what the source of the problem is. We've learned the books of Tzaddikim through him himself, through his experience, what does Hashem want from me? What exactly does Hashem want from me? It's true, there is a type of suffering, as Mara says, that was without sin. Tzaddikim, they suffer without any sins of their own. Except for Am Yisrael. Most of us, if we have any type of suffering, it's because of our actions. We caused the suffering. It's not that Hashem is punishing us. We caused it. We did this. That's the result. And now Hashem wants us, and it's a good thing, because Hashem wants us to do tshuva. It reminds us. See? Okay? For example, simply, put his feet with gaiva. It's gaiva. Feet is gaiva. Okay? So if a person has a problem with his feet, he says, see, where's the guy? Where's the guy that's in him? Do true about that. Okay? Now, feet, a lot of times, maybe I kick someone. I was upset, I give him a kick, I forgot about it. So maybe that's why Hashem has given me a hint, arousing me to do true about that. But through learning this, I think it's fun. Through doing everyday Bodhidut experience, and Bodhidut every day, a person can get up on a lot of things that he has to fix in life. Bli tefila yom yomit la Hashem. I'll say, Vikar sakana shadam yitzava v'tmidiyut. The main danger that put is always in it, is sakana al shmirat habrit v'atzniut. It's the danger about guarding the brit and tzniut, modesty of the women. שזה נאמר בזור הקדוש הוא עיקר היצרה, בזור הקדוש says, it's me יצרה, עיקר היצרה על הרעים. It's famous, it's known. I know people, the tzadiki, I know the lady tzadika. Tzadik says to her every day. She's Avin, the old Avin, he's very kind, very giving all the time, and helping people everything. But she wears pants. Because the main yetzirah of a person, for women is about tzniut, and for men is about guarding their eyes and guarding the brit. The main is Zohar Kadosh, not making up anything. Itza, Ikawa the Itza Bisho, Al Arayin. The main Yitzhar of a person is about Arayin, Arayot. And I'll go and check it out. That person, it's one of the main things that person is drawn to. Go see all the advertisements. If they're advertising for men, make a naked woman or something that appeals for men. And they have it for women, they put there some guy who looks like a Doidama. Okay, that's how it is. It's healthy, because that's why a man is attracted to a woman and a woman to a man. But they use it also in obviously a negative way.
He has beauty to entice the other side, the other sin.
It's impossible to withstand a test today in the streets. Impossible. Go check it, go walk in the street.
Without what?
Without blemishing the eyes, blemishing the machshava. Without tefillah of Hashem. The person has that tefillah. Kama shekatuv b'gemara, HaKadosha, the Gemara says, Shebichol yom yitzro she'adam yitchadesh u'yitgaber. Every day, the inside of a man is renewed and has more power. If the Shbokhu doesn't help him, a person can't withstand the test. Plit filayom amid Hashem Shbirat Einayim, without everyday prayer by guarding the eyes, Adam otzed atzmo oler b'achok k'mashikom. A man finds himself walking in the street like a drunk man. He forgets Hashem, instead of being cleaving to Hashem, his eyes are like a radar, without missing anything that's walking in the street, moving in the street. And he's looking for taivas and imyonot instead of looking for Hashem. Of course, it's not only by women, it has to do with everything. Right? Before you eat, a person has to, it's good, he has to precede prayer, and he won't fall into taivas achila. Yeah? Which is one of the things that bring a person to sleep. The way you eat, that's when you're going to sleep.
What does that mean?
You eat like a pig, you'll sleep like a pig. Too much. Before you go to sleep, a person should have prayer about the Kedusha. Okay? Because otherwise, he could lose his whole Judaism by sleep. He could sleep and take his dreams to his dreams from Malachim and his dreams from Shedim. Demons. So the main thing is that a person should pray before everything. Now I'll give you chizuk, okay? Just because you said stuff like that a little bit. But Abudlevsky wrote, Abudlevsky, Rabbi Abudlevsky, he wrote in one of the weekly newsletters, Pashashit. So he wrote over there, a person is sitting in front of a play, he's completely immersed in his food. And then suddenly, comes to his heart a little thought of like, this is not the tachlis of my life. I know I have to serve Hashem. And a second later, it was like that. It wasn't even a second. It was just a glance in his heart and his mind. He forgot that even he had that thought, and he's back into the thing. That little thought of Benata writes is so precious in front of Hashem. Jew still wants Hashem. Even look where he is. Still this neshama still yearning to Hashem. Very, very precious to my Hashem. A person should never leave his will, even wherever he is. Never to leave. You see, you still want. It's a little bit of wanting. It's straight from the world, but you still have that will of you. Doing an aveil, that's not even doing an aveil. Even a person is an aveil and he has an, I don't want this to happen. Okay? It's very, very, very precious to my Hashem. We had it every moment. Walking in the street and he sees what he doesn't have to see. And he remembers the shiur that we read in the book. I want the other eyes. And it's very difficult for him. It's very, very precious in front of Hashem. And even if one time he closes his eyes, once, he realizes it's a woman, he put his head down. It's huge. You can't even imagine how huge it is. But Bezal said that. A good thought. Sometimes a person deserves Gehenna, and a good thought will take me out of Gehenna. Just a good thought. A good thought. That was a huge truth.
The Lari said it?
The Zohar says it. Zohar Kodesh. Don't forget that. Of course, we're talking here to do more and more, better. But don't forget that every little thought, even, is very, very akah, very precious, very important. Not to say if I don't go in these high levels, so fine, so it's not for me, so I'll forget everything. No. We want to do the high levels. And every little level, every little thing that we do is beautiful and great. Now we do the Shmosh Pira.